Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We are here at the 660 AM dial, 97.5 on the FM station, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. You are listening to Problem Corner, and I am your host, Representative Frank Tomaszewski. I hope you are having a great morning. It's another beautiful, well, slightly rainy day in Fairbanks. Today, our guest is Amanda Jones with the American Legion 99, and we are so thankful that she has volunteered to come on the program and give us a little more information on the American Legion 99. And so, Amanda, start at the beginning, if you would. What is the American Legion? Many people in the out there listening does not know what it is. Why does it exist, and what does it do?
Okay. Thank you, first of all, for having me on the show. I totally appreciate it. The American Legion is a veteran. There's your VFW, your DAV, et cetera. The American Legion provides support to veterans and their families. But more than that, they're working really hard for veterans and their families. They're on Capitol Hill legislating and advocating with our legislators for benefits and rights that veterans are owed. We were established with four pillars: Americanism, national security, children and youth, and veterans affairs and rehabilitation. I can go into those a little bit later, but those are really the pillars of the organization and what we stand for and what we do.
Well, those are four great pillars, and I'm so thankful that we have such organizations that are able to do things like that. And so your post is out in the Salcha area. So why is post out in Salcha, and what does that area need that who in that area needs American Legion 99 post?
Yes, sir. So I'll just share that there are currently four posts in the interior. Fairbanks has two, North Pole in Moose Creek has one, and we identified a need for a post in the Salcha area. The reason being is it's a more remote community, as you're well aware, and sometimes it's just hard for those folks to get all the way into North Pole or all the way into Fairbanks. But they are veterans nonetheless, and they have needs that they need filled, and our American Legion post is right there with them and willing to do that. Many of us live in the Salcha or North Pole community closest to the Salcha area, and we also appreciate traveling less distance to get veteran services and needs that we also have. So that is why we decided to create an organization post in that area. Furthermore, we're a virtual post. So we serve all interior Alaska veterans. So although we hope to have a post home in the Salcha area physically in the very near future, we serve as veterans in all of the interior, and we chose to call Salcha home.
That's terrific. So you're a relatively new post. Is that, I understand that correctly? I think you are just about coming up on your one-year anniversary of being operational. What are the steps that it takes for establishing an American Legion post, and how does that process work, and where are you in that process?
Yes, sir. So we are almost 1 year old, and we're super proud of that. I'll tell you that it took a little bit of planning. We did not just pop up and become an American Legion. There are a lot of red tape you have to break through, actually, right, with any type of organization. So first and foremost, you have to identify a need. That makes sense, right? There needs to be a need for an organization in that in an area versus just creating it just because. Second, you have to find 15 veterans that have never before been associated with the American Legion that want to charter the post. So you have to find 15 veterans willing to commit to the membership dues and to the organization as far as volunteering and supporting the effort. After you find those 15, you have to petition the Department of Alaska American Legion and request to start the post. There is a lot of paperwork that goes along with that, as you can imagine. In addition to that paperwork for the Department of Alaska, you have to do state paperwork, right? So your business license and different local requirements that have to be fulfilled. I had to go to the National Convention in New Orleans last year and advocate for this post. There was a little bit of pushback that said, why do we need another post in the interior? We already have three. Just plug into one of them. And I reminded them that while those posts are fantastic posts and they're doing a lot of great things for veterans, there are more veterans in the interior that need services and just aren't getting them. So we need a post in the Solcha area that can support those veterans. So the Department of Alaska's executive officers voted yes to allow us to charter a new post. And we have been going through that process. We got our temporary post charter back in September the 30th, which means we're just less than a year old. And we are finally receiving our permanent charter at our fall conference, which is actually being held in Fairbanks this year in October. So just over a year long doing things in our community and proving that there is really a need for this organization, we'll have our permanent charter. And then the real fun begins.
That's phenomenal. It seems like whenever you apply for anything state or federally mandated, or the difficulty process of the process can be a little difficult and take a little time. So how long did that take you out? Was that a year process or 2 years, or when did you start?
So I started last year in June with the idea that we needed to establish a post. And I petitioned department probably in July. I already had 15 veterans that said, yes, sign me up. And so we submitted that paperwork just before the national convention, which is hosted in August. And by September 30th, we had our temporary charter. It was a lot of footwork, and I had a great team helping me make that happen. It was definitely not an individual effort. Fantastic team of folks that said, hey, let's make this happen. And shout out to some of the department leadership, such as the department commander at the time, Pam Cowley, and a couple of my mentors in the Ketchikan and the Auk Bay area. They really supported this effort, and they really made it visible to department that we were needed and necessary, and we were willing to do what it takes to make it happen. So that expedited the process a little bit. And a couple of the folks in my post are pretty go-getters, and so there wasn't a whole lot of downtime because we didn't allow it.
Excellent. And you mentioned that it's a virtual post right now at this time. Can you maybe explain a little bit about what does virtual post mean?
Sure. So virtually means we're available on social media, on Facebook, right? But we're available to veterans via a phone call or a text message or a Facebook Messenger message, or just a reach out. We do host our monthly meetings physically. We meet in the Solcha area and in the North Pole area. We actually partner with local organizations such as the Solcha Senior Center, the Naughty Shop, the Santa Senior Center in North Pole, and other organizations like Katie's Way to have our physical meetings so that veterans can come, have that camaraderie, which is a really big piece of what an American Legion is and offers. But also, we offer all of our meetings via Teams, and they're available online for anybody to join from anywhere.
Well, thank you very much for that introduction, Amanda. We're Fairbanks. We're going to take a break for commercial messages. We will be right back with our guest, Amanda Jones from the American Legion.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fish on! The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you by Frontier Outfitters. Drop in and explore their extensive fishing department. Rods to reels, lures to lines. You'll see fresh and saltwater, as well as fly fishing tackle for every game fish in Alaska. Stock up on supplies for your Alaska-sized summer of fun. Coolers to camping gear. Frontier Outfitters is your first stop to making your next outdoor adventure a success. Your store for the outdoors. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox here at the Valdez Fish Derby's weigh-in station, and we have a lot of super volunteers. Tell us your name and where you're from.
Larry Kepler from Bradford, Pennsylvania.
And you have been helping out weighing fish here at the Valdez Fish Derby's weigh-in shack by the harbor. How did that come about?
Oh, I've been coming to Valdez for maybe the last 7 years, and I just wanted something to do in the evenings, and that was sounded like a fun thing to do.
And it is amazing, because it's fun to do, but it's a job. So what do you like about it? Because you weigh both halibut and silver salmon, right? What is it you like about it? The job itself, doing the weigh-in?
Just meeting all the new people from all over the world and all over the United States.
And everyone's in a good mood when they've got a big fish, right?
And everybody's in a good mood here.
And the women's derby, that's a little bit different animal, right? So how are women anglers different than men?
They get a little more excited.
Which is,
It's a good thing. It's a good thing, yeah.
How is this year's crazy versus years past?
I think about the same.
About the same. It's not over yet, so we're not sure yet.
And you can't get, like, guys to dress up like the women do. So, I mean, they make fun of the whole thing.
Yeah, and men are a little perplexed, but it's amusing.
Yes, it is. It is. It's fun.
The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you by the Valdez Convention and Visitors Bureau. Of course, there's great fishing in Valdez, but plan to spend an extra day or two kayaking, taking a glacier cruise, or just hiking to take in the astounding views. For more information on tours, events, trails, and a place to lay your head, visit ValdezAlaska.org.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR Weather.
Highs level off around 68 today, under cloudy skies, with a chance for isolated showers. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for isolated rain showers. Lows dip down to about 53. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, we are back. This is Frank Tomaszewski, your host for today's show, with our guest Amanda Jones from the American Legion 99 Post. And we're just been chatting along and talking about how the American Legion Post got started, what the kind of the process it took to get there. We're going to transition a little bit and talk about some of the programs that you offer. Are there any programs that you offer that you would kind of like to highlight, and we can go through that?
Yes, sir. Thank you for asking. One of the biggest programs that I want to highlight is the Be the One program. The Be the One program is a veteran suicide awareness program. We actually partnered with Columbia University to have online training available, so anyone interested in learning more about veterans suicide awareness and prevention, we have a virtual training option available for them. As you know, it's an epidemic and it's a really scary one. One of the best parts of being a part of the American Legion is the camaraderie and the brother and sisterhood that we provide. And adding that Be the One program is really a purpose and a mission for our organization at the national level, but all the way down at the post level. A couple of other programs I wanted to highlight is the Oratorical Contest. That's a $25,000 scholarship opportunity for local students. And we host the contest locally in the Fairbanks area. And then they'll compete at the department location. And then they'll actually, if they win, go all the way to the National Organizations Competition, which is hosted at a college in Michigan. And they also get an invitation to the National Convention in August, where they receive their scholarship. So students who are interested in public speaking, or even if you're not interested but want a scholarship, it's a great program. Additional programs we offer is flag etiquette and coaching. So we talk about the proper way to display your flag, the proper way to retire your flag. We actually offer a flag retirement ceremony at least once a year. But we go into the schools and we provide education and knowledge on what the United States flag represents, what it means, and how to take care of it, and the pride that's behind it. And one of our bread and butter programs is Veterans Benefits and the Veteran Service Officer Program. Every veteran who raised their right hand and said, "I'll do whatever this country needs," has veterans benefits and rights. And we connect them with veteran service officers who are trained and certified to help veterans get VA benefits. But more than that, beyond just being a VSO, our organizations have veterans that are knowledgeable and go the extra mile to get additional training to be able to help veterans with any kind of of thing that they have. We connect them with local resources. We help with resume writing and job placement. There are a lot of programs that the American Legion offers, and our post is here for every one of them. And you can definitely check it out online for more programs, but those are some of the ones I wanted to highlight.
Thank you very much. So I know we're gonna tell the people how to connect with your organization, with the post out there. But you just mentioned some really good programs, and I know someone probably has their pen in their hand right now, yes, going, okay, where do I go to find out about this Be the One program or the scholarship program? Can you just go ahead and let us know, where do we go online? What is the address? How do you find it?
Sure thing. So just Google American Legion, right? And you'll go to the legion.org website. If you want to get in touch with a local guy or a local gal in regards to these programs, please feel free to reach out to me directly. You can find our post Facebook page at Interior AK American Legion Post 99. We put all of our events, activities, programs, information on our Facebook page. It's one of the primary ways we communicate with the community. But you could also reach out to me directly. My phone number is area code 210-378-9615. And I'd be happy to connect you with a post that's most local to you or that may benefit you the most, depending on where you live or what program specifically you're looking for more information on. And finally, our email is alinteriorak@gmail.com. So AL is in American Legion, interior, AK is in Alaska, @gmail.com.
That's terrific. And those are some really important programs. I know the epidemic with suicide for military and veterans is really a sad deal. And, you know, it happens way too much. And so anyone out there feeling that they need to contact you should contact this and Be the One program. That's an amazing program. And scholarships, public speaking. Who doesn't love public speaking, right? Just almost everyone in the world. No one really likes public speaking, but right. It is important. I never considered myself a public speaker, and it's very difficult at times. So that sounds like a really great program. But, you know, I wanted to you mentioned the flag etiquette, and we see so many times, so many videos of people in our country disrespecting our flag, and it's really disheartening, you know. And so that particular program also seems like it would be very worthwhile. So anything else on any other of the programs that we may have missed? Or
there's another one that's really important that I forgot to mention, and I'd be remiss if I didn't. This is for high school juniors, so it's really important if you are in the junior year of high school or approaching it. At your junior year of high school, you can apply to the Boys State or the Girls State program. Those are government programs. It's a week-long camp over the summer. The American Legion pays for all of it, to include your travel and the camp registration. And juniors in high school go to this camp, and they learn about the American government. They learn about legislators and congressmen and learn how all of that works. And they even vote to establish like a mayor of a city and their congressmen and the legislators, et cetera. And this program is really phenomenal. It's limited to who gets to participate. So it's very competitive. And after you go to the local state camp, if you get elected, two folks are actually forwarded to the national, to Boys Nation and Girls Nation. This program also drives scholarships. This program looks really fantastic on a scholarship application or a college application, or even if you're interested in going to the trades, which I'm a huge supporter of as a trades, as my whole family is in the trades. Boys State and Girls State, Boys Nation and Girls Nation are two really big governmental programs that are teaching and educating our youth, because I don't think enough of that happens in our school systems nationwide. And those are two additional programs I meant to mention. Thank you.
Well, and those are great. I actually have a high school junior boy in Perfect. My home right now. So that's very interesting that you have that available for kids. That sounds really fun, actually, for young people. And so do they – it's a camp probably that they go off to somewhere mm-hmm. and not like – you're in your tent, or are you on the
they
side of a river?
They have hardened shelters.
Okay.
So there's actually the I forget the name of the camp. It's in southern Alaska, but you know, recently we haven't had enough kids actually participate. So our boys have gone all the way to Utah and participated with the Utah Boy State program. The cool part about that is they get college credit for attending that 1 week camp because the Utah State has partnered with a local university to host the camp. But also our kids automatically go forward to national because they're coming from the state of Alaska and they've partnered with Utah, but they're still two separate organizations. So I don't know exactly where the camp is. Please forgive me, but I can get that information if anybody reaches out to me that are interested. We do push this information to the school counselors and the school board when it's time to apply, approximately January timeframe. I think applications are due no later than March. Again, it's usually very competitive, but please reach out if anybody is interested. Be happy to provide that information when we have the new applications ready to go.
And so those new applications go when?
January is usually when they're released.
January, okay. Mm-hmm. Very good.
And they'll be due back by March.
Okay. Real good. And so I know you probably mentioned a few people. There was others that have helped you with the establishing your post. Who are the people that you want to thank and, you know, that really were instrumental in helping out?
Sure. First and foremost, thank you to the members of American Legion Post 99. We started with 33 charter members. So I told you have to have at least 15, right, to start.
Wow.
The Seltzer community showed up and showed out. We started with 33 charter members. That doesn't include any current Legionnaires that were willing and interested in transferring from other posts. So we have actually grown to just a little over 100 members. A special shout out to my board of directors and my officers, Justin Snow, Joe McGinnis, Jen Kletzley. My adjutant, Julie Dahl, has been instrumental. She runs around and does all kinds of errands and things and really makes things happen. She is a phenomenal asset to our team. My husband serves as our sergeant at arms. And then department officers, Kelly is the department secretary. Amazing. I email her every single day for something that I need help with or for support. Department commander Pam Colley and Mike Downs and Deb Davis out of Ketchikan. Those guys and gals, plus many, many more that I know that I'm missing. And please forgive me, guys, for missing you. But it's been a team effort. It's definitely not a one-person thing. And our local post members just show up every single meeting and do what we got to do. And we make a really big impact in that small community.
Yeah, I can't imagine the amount of work it took to get that in place. And just many hands make light work. So,
yes.
Yeah. Thank you for all of those folks coming.
One more thank you to the community organizations that have helped support us by allowing us to have a meeting at their physical location, by providing us donations or providing us materials for certain programs or projects that we were working on. We really couldn't be where we are and successful without all of the support from the local organizations in this Fairbanks North Star Borough community.
Okay, Fairbanks, we are going to take a break for some bumper music, Fox News, state news, commercial, and weather. We will be back with our guest, Amanda Jones from American Legion 99, back after these messages.
Pro. Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM. 668.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump signing an executive order to end cashless bail in D.C. U.S. Attorney for D.C., Jeanine Pirro, on Fox and Friends expressing support for the president's move.
If you think about what is going on in this country, it is when this movement started to reduce and eliminate cash bail that all the trouble started.
D.C. has had cashless bail since 1992. Judges can order suspects detained before trial if they believe there's a threat to the community or flight risk. President Trump's met with Russian President Putin, Ukrainian President Zelensky, and other European leaders trying to end this war between Russia and Ukraine.
They're not our soldiers, but they're souls. They're living souls, and they leave their homes, and they wave to their parents, and their parents are so proud as they leave in a beautiful uniform, and a week later, they get their head blown off by a drone.
Zelensky says Ukraine will not be pressured into surrendering territory just to end the war faster. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
In some good news, Alaska's news source reports it's another milestone for an 8-year-old boy in Wasilla. Paxson Schultz is finally returning to school over a year after a tree crushed him, nearly losing his life. Paxson had been recovering from a traumatic brain injury and had to relearn how to walk and talk in therapy. His mother, Jody Schultz, says he's back home and finally ready to start second grade. I'm so proud of how far he's come, and we're super excited that he's back in school. Paxson says he's the most popular kid in school and is happy to see his friends. Paxson says he enjoys playing basketball in his wheelchair, even though he's not the best at it, but he really thrives when playing with Legos. I made a Lego excavator and airplane and my Lego camper, Paxson said. And of course, before going back to school, Paxson made the most of his summer. I caught a 10-pound silver up in Seward. Well, I mean, my dad helped also, he added. Paxson's mom said Paxson is continuing his recovery and still relies on his walker and a wheelchair.
Online at KFAR660.com.
With summer winding down, tree and brush cutting season is just ramping up. Now is the time to get those large leaning or hanging trees taken care of. Maybe it's brush along your road or drive. Get it all taken care of at once with help from the one and only Great Alaska Tree Company. Eric and his crew have been handling Alaska trees and brush for years, keeping your home and property clear from danger and trouble that lurks in the winter. So get it done now.
Hi, this is Eric with Great Alaska Tree Company. Call me for a free estimate for your year-round and emergency service at 978-47.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price. All from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
Get your $50 gift certificate for just $25. Step into Lycan, Fairbanks' one-of-a-kind shop for cozy, Nordic-inspired living. Owned by two lifelong local artists, Lycan is packed with nature-inspired, handcrafted art, gifts, and decor from over 100 artisans, many made right here in Alaska. Located downtown on 3rd and Cushman and online at shoplikenliving.com. Lycan adds unique finds daily. Looking for something meaningful? Find art, jewelry, plants, and homewares that'll help you live with intention. Lycan, where nature meets design.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Thank you, Fairbanks. We are back. This is Frank Tomaszewski, your host today on Problem Corner, and with our guest, Amanda Jones from American Legion 99. So, Amanda, we've been talking a lot about how they got started, things you're doing, programs you're offering. What is the eligibility to join American Legion? How many people do you have now? I know when you chartered, you were at 33. How many do you have now, and what are the eligibility requirements for joining American Legion Post?
That's a great question. So I want to clarify, the American Legion is a family. So although in order to join the American Legion proper, you do have to be a veteran. So you have to have honorably served in the military for at least one day since December of 1941. But beyond that, you don't have to be a veteran to be involved with the American Legion. We have other organizations underneath us. For example, the Sons of the American Legion, any male descendant of a veteran, so your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, your great-grandma, your great-grandpa served in the military, you're eligible to join the Sons of the American Legion. Our post just stood up our Sons Squadron. We just got our temporary charter for our Sons Squadron last week, so we are growing in that capacity. Additionally, if you like to ride motorcycles or support for motorcycle riders, the American Legion has a riders chapter. And then a very important piece of the American Legion family is the auxiliary. This is for spouses of veterans, also female descendants of veterans. So again, if you are the daughter or granddaughter or great-granddaughter of a veteran, you're eligible to join the American Legion auxiliary. And that family expands because we know when we served in the military, it was our family that held us together. Just like now, after service from the military, we're serving our local community and each other. There's still that family that is strong, and it takes more than just the veterans to be successful. It takes the sons and the daughters and the spouses. So that's the eligibility requirement. So almost everybody's eligible if you really think about it.
That's amazing. And there's, with all the programs that you offer and the different, like the Sons of the American Legion, that is a fantastic way to get people involved and to bring community back together. Because
That's right.
A lot of times, you know, people can be out there on their own, especially out in Salsha. It's very far out and away from Fairbanks proper. And, you know, it is a drive. And just having that camaraderie and that relationship and being able to talk. And you said motorcycles, you know, my ears perked up right away. I would, that would be a fun time. So there's a lot of programs and there's a lot of fun things that happens. Are there any rumors that go on about the American Legion? Like, what do you really do? What are these rumors we hear? Can you talk about maybe some of the some of those and kind of dispel what may be out there in the public speak?
The number one thing I hate hearing when I talk about the American Legion and ask somebody if they're interested in joining is when they tell me, I don't drink, so I don't want anything to do with the Legion because they're just a bar. That is the farthest thing from the truth. A lot of American Legion posts do have bars. Those bars are purely fundraisers for the post. They are not the sole purpose of the organization. We are a veteran service organization. Every post role and responsibility is to serve veterans and serve their community. The bar is only sometimes a fundraiser of those posts. My post doesn't even have a bar. We also don't have a building. But in all fairness, we are all about serving veterans and our community, and no alcohol is necessary to do that. So I just want to remind everybody, please don't hesitate to go into an American Legion, especially if you're a veteran or the family member of a veteran that needs services or needs help, needs resources, because the American Legion, at the roots of what we do, is there to serve veterans in this community.
Thank you. That's important, because you know how rumors get started and these things. And so that's a great thing. It's just a way to get people together, to get veterans the support they need, the benefits that they deserve for their service. And I just want to thank all the veterans out there. But you also mentioned that you don't have a building, and you've met in several of locations out there. And so I just want to say thank you to the Salsha Senior Center for hosting some events, for the Naughty Shop, for being behind you, for helping you whenever they can. Santa Seniors in North Pole is another one. And was there anyone on there?
Katie's Way. It's a mental health clinic for veterans and their families. They were super supportive and allowed us to have a meeting in their location as well.
Katie's Way. Okay. Mm-hmm. And where are they located?
They're located in North Pole. They were in the old Pizza Hut building, but they just recently relocated into the Safeway Mall area. So they have a small space in that Safeway Mall area.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And also, the North Pole Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center has been super supportive. The Lions Club. Sorry, my list continues now when I think about it. We talked about flag etiquette. We actually had the North Pole Lions Club donate 3 receptacles to us for flag collection. And Auto Trim Design has them right now and are wrapping them. They've donated their services for us. So as soon as they finish wrapping them and putting our contact information on them, we'll be placing those out at the North Pole Welcome Center and the Salsha store in Salsha. So thanks to those guys as well.
Auto Trim Design.
Yes, sir.
Volunteers, again, that's fantastic. I know there's a lot of people out there that are still have their pens in their hand and haven't written down anything. Is there, for the local area, is there that contact information real quick again?
Absolutely. So whether you want to be a part of the Solcha American Legion or another American Legion, I am happy to get you in touch with the right post that meets your needs. Again, if you are a veteran or the family member of a veteran, you should absolutely reach out and see if we have anything that is specific to support you and your family. My contact information is 210-378-9615 or via email alinteriorak@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at AK Interior American Legion Post 99.
Very good. And I know we were talking earlier before we got on the radio, there was a certain someone special in your life that may be having a certain special birthday today. And
absolutely.
Would you like to, you know, maybe say hello, wish someone a happy birthday?
Yes. So shout out to my oldest son, who makes me really old now. He turned 21 today. Fun fact, he's serving overseas in Germany in the Air Force. He turned 18 in basic training, 19 in South Korea, 20 in Germany, and he's in Spain for his 21st birthday, which is pretty cool. And he is a charter member of our post, as well as my other son, who's currently serving in the U.S. Coast Guard in Hawaii. And so I better give a shout out to my other two kids at home. Caden is a North Pole middle schooler, and Charlie is a Solcha second grader. And then a shout out to my husband for being amazing as well.
That's phenomenal. It sounds like a great military family.
You guys
are really doing an important job for our country. I just thank your family so much, and all the veterans out there and all the service members are doing such a fantastic job of keeping our nation safe. And in light of this world, and you know, you can turn on the news and you can see so many things happening around the world and around the nation. It is just comforting to know that we have our armed forces, our military service members, and they are on call 24/7, 365 days a year to serve and to keep us safe. We're just so thankful for that.
Absolutely.
I know there's been other things happening in the Solcha area, and specifically with the Veteran Cemetery, and I know we're about to come up on a break, so maybe we'll get into a little introduction on what's going on with the cemetery, and then probably dive a little deeper into what's going in the next segment. Of course, you know, you can always call in if you have a question for us here, 907-458-8255. That's 458-TALK. If there are any callers listening today and they had a question about the American Legion. But so, you know, I know there's been a lot of work throughout many years, decade or more, on establishing a veteran cemetery in the Fairbanks area. And we now have a dedicated spot.
Yes.
And I know that, if you want to talk a little bit about that, and what do you think?
Sure. So huge shout out to the Veteran Cemetery Task Force that has been working on this for years, long before I even was informed about it. Special thank you to Hank Bartos, one of the members of our post, who has really spearheaded that effort. So the VA is putting a cemetery in the Solcha area. They purchased 254 acres, and they're going to start developing that soon. They are planning for it to last for up to 12 years before further expansion has to occur, which we're really grateful for. It's a great start. It's going to be right up Johnson Road, and it will be open to all veterans and their families in the interior and beyond. It's much better than having to drive 6 hours south to intern our loved ones, right? So right here in the interior, the heart of Alaska, the Golden Heart City, we're going to have a veteran cemetery. Our post is so excited to be a part of it, and we can talk about that in a few minutes after the break if that's necessary, or I can keep going.
No, I think that's we're going to have a little bit more time to probably dig a little deeper into it. But yeah, you mentioned that 6 hours. That's for the Fairbanks folks to have to go to the cemetery in Jaybird, and you know. But there's also this cemetery is going to serve all of northern Alaska,
right.
or all of Alaska.
Right.
And, you know, so there's folks that are service members that are in Barrow or Utqiagvik or, you know, Nome. There's a lot of service members out there across this state. And having a local place to visit your loved ones is an amazing thing. And so I believe we are coming close to our break. And Fairbanks, we're just going to take a quick commercial break. We will be back in a few minutes with our guest, Amanda Jones of American Legion 99.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hello, Fairbanks. This is David Pruse. I do many things, but one of the things I do best is being a real estate broker. Being born and raised in Fairbanks and being in the real estate industry for almost 30 years, I have extensive knowledge of our local real estate market. My company, Pruse Real Estate Group, is a full-service brokerage. We handle commercial, investment, and residential properties, be it for a seller or a buyer. If you need expert service in real estate, give me, David Pruse, a call at 479-7000, that's 479-7000, to talk about your real estate needs.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need. But they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway. Toyotomi oil heaters have warmed interior Alaska homes for decades. Efficient, quiet, and reliable. Buy yours today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR weather.
Daytime highs approaching 68 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance for isolated rain showers. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for rain. Lows dip down to about 53. Slight chance of rain tomorrow. Highs level off around 69. Mainly cloudy skies expected. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And we are back. This is Frank Tomaszewski, host for today's show with our guest, Amanda Jones, from the American Legion Post 99 in Salcha, Alaska. And we were just talking a little bit about the cemetery, veteran cemetery, that is really taking shape in the Salcha area. But before we get back to that, I would like to talk a little bit about when the state purchased that property for the Veterans Cemetery in Salcha, there were many buildings on there that were going to have to be demoed. This was an existing location, and there was just the design and the layout required some of these older buildings to be demoed. Can you talk a little bit about what happened to those buildings and what's going on now?
Absolutely. We are so grateful to the state of Alaska. We advocated and requested that those buildings not be demoed. We wanted to repurpose them where they are and habitate them as the Post 99 on the cemetery site to provide some additional services. Unfortunately, that didn't align with the plans for design. So the state of Alaska instead gifted those buildings to our post, which is a huge blessing. We sold those four buildings, raised about $30,000. And I'm so happy to announce that at least two of those buildings actually went directly to veterans and are helping them with their homesteads. But the money that we raise is now in a building fund because we would like to have a physical post home in the Salcha area near the cemetery so that we can provide additional services to the cemetery when they come online. So we repurposed all four of the structures that were gifted to us. Additionally, there's 9 apple trees out at the site that need to be rehomed. Only 5 of them have been claimed. So if anybody wants an apple tree, they will be very ready for transplanting here soon. So please reach out. And we are looking to build a post home in the Salcha area and using some of those funds we raise obviously we need another $70,000 because buildings are expensive. And oh, by the way, we need support from the borough. We're hoping to lease some of the land in the Sulta area that belongs to the borough. We'll be petitioning them very soon formally. We are currently working with their land management team to get some space out in the Sulta area. So yeah, we're really thankful that we were able to repurpose those buildings. It saved the state about it saved the VA about $100,000 in demo costs. It helped a lot of veterans by repurposing them, and it's going to help even more veterans because we were able to take some of those funds and put them aside for our building fund.
That's fantastic. I just love to see people reuse perfectly good items.
Right.
And if we can reduce, reuse, and recycle, that's a wonderful thing. So that is great for American Legion. It's great for the state of Alaska. Great for the veterans that were able to use that. So now you have a building fund. You are starting to grow this this fund, and for the purpose of having an established location, so people can actually stop by.
Yes.
Is there any other ways that you are raising money? What else are you doing to raise money for that?
Absolutely. So we are limited. Not sure if everybody knows this or not, but you cannot get a gaming license for 3 years. So we are partnering with others who are helping us do fundraising, who are donating to us. So anybody at any time can donate to us. We take Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, cash, checks, etc. We have a raffle going on right now for a shotgun hosted by American Legion Post 15. A huge thank you to Diamond Spear Gun and Ammo Sales off Badger Road. They donated 2 shotguns to us. So we have those for sale, $10 per ticket. The drawing is actually 8 September, so coming up very soon. All the proceeds from that will also be going towards our post-operating funds and supporting our building fund. Additionally, a huge shout out and thank you to Riverside Bar in Sulta. They are actually doing pull tabs for us. Again, supported through American Legion Post 15 in Palmer. Huge shout out to those guys for helping us. So if you enjoy playing pull tabs, head out to the Riverside Bar. It's a great location right by the river. And it supports veterans because the pull tabs profits come to our post through Post 15.
That's fantastic. And who doesn't need another shotgun in
exactly.
the Fairbanks area? That's what I'm talking about. So
you said
you can buy raffle tickets. Can you buy raffle tickets?
Call or text me, message our Facebook page. We will meet up with you gladly wherever you are within reasonable distance of driving, right? Again, $10 a ticket for 2 different shotguns. The first drawing, the first winner will choose which one they want, and then the second winner will get the other shotgun. So we take Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and you can find all this information on our Facebook page, most readily available.
Okay, and Riverside Bar out there is also helping you guys raise money. That's a fantastic way to help support the American Legion.
I did want to highlight also, we take donations in kind. So if you have a service that you think that you can assist us with versus cash or check, right? We gladly take that. For example, the Ace Hardware and the new Three Bears donated flags to us, and we were able to hand those out at the 4th of July parade in North Pole. Again, Auto Trim Design is wrapping those flag donation boxes for us. So it's not always cash donations that most benefit us. Sometimes it's a donation in kind of a service or a product. Right now we're looking for a laser engraver. So we have a veteran who is suffering with some maybe some depression and some other mental health illnesses. And we believe a laser engraving machine will give him purpose and we'll be able to create things that we can sell to help veterans. But also it gives more veterans hands-on things to do to keep their minds preoccupied. So donations of services and physical product is also super beneficial. But we always love cash.
So, yeah, and there's always whenever there's a fundraiser or an event, there's like auction off service items,
right.
Guns, whatever. And are you guys planning any events for raising money, fundraiser events?
We are in the near future. Another shout out to Honey Wagon. They donated a gift certificate to us for pumping your poo, and everybody needs that service, and they are one of the best in the business. I've been using them at my house for 3 years now. The owner actually donated a gift certificate to us. So in the near future, we would like to have a silent auction, but we're really focusing our effort on the shotgun raffle right now. And then as winter comes and people are kind of hunkering down indoors, we'll be looking for donated gift certificates and services that we can put off in an auction to help raise money, because again, all the funds go directly to serving veterans in this community, Sulcha, North Pole, Fairbanks, Interior, Alaska.
Honey Wagon has been to my house.
Yes.
they are amazing. They do great work, and that's really nice that they would do that for you.
Yes.
So to get a following, you have a Facebook page.
Yes.
And you probably, I don't know how many followers you have, but you always want to increase that so
yes.
that when you do have a fundraiser or an event, that more people can find that. What is that Facebook page again?
Our Facebook page again is Interior AK American Legion Post 99. And really, it's not just about highlighting our events and our activities to help our posts grow. It's we want our name out there so everyone knows if they have a veteran in need or a family member of a veteran in need, they can reach out to our Facebook page and we'll connect them with the resources that they're looking for. So we are more than just raising money. We're more than just having parties, events, and activities. We are a connection for veterans and their families, and we want everyone to know that our Facebook is available so that they can reach out to us. It's the easiest way, right, for folks to reach out. It's a simple Google search, Interior AK American Legion Post 99. We want to provide resources to veterans in our community, and Facebook's one of the best ways to do that.
Yeah, there's so many people scrolling right now on
Facebook
Facebook looking for that, and so we appreciate that. But apple trees, you mentioned those apple trees out in
yes.
So if someone's looking, I've actually eaten some of those apples. These trees are huge.
Yes,
okay?
They are.
There's some big trees, but you know what? There's a lot of little ones that are sprouting up from the ground that are probably more easily transplantable
right.
in the Fairbanks area here. And we were out there to check out the location, and there's a really good amount of apples out there. And so if you're interested, also reach out to
yes.
you, and you'd be happy to point them in the right direction and just bring a big shovel.
Right. Or a mini excavator.
Oh, yeah. Or a mini ex would always be a good thing. So Amanda, we are coming to the close of our hour here, and we've got about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
How would you like to close the show? What would you like to highlight for those listening who may be wanting some to get in contact with the services, a little bit more about the services you offer, and anything you'd like to tell the community about the American Legion 99?
Absolutely. Our post is here to serve veterans and their families. We also want to serve our community. We're doing that right now to the best of our ability as a very small virtual post. We're so grateful for all the members that are a part of our organization. And even if you can't be physically involved by attending meetings or events or activities, sometimes just being a member is sufficient, or just sharing our information with other people is a huge help. We've so far helped 72 veterans get connected with veteran resources, VA benefits, and needs that they've had. We're growing our family. Like I said, we have a Sons of the American Legion Squadron. We'd love to start an auxiliary in the near future. We are so grateful to the community that has really embraced us and welcomed us, and we are excited to provide services to the Interior, to the Sulcha community specifically. We're looking forward to providing more services to the VA cemetery when it gets on board. We can't wait to have a post home physically for veterans to come to. But again, we are here readily available virtually now, so please don't hesitate to reach out. And again, we'll connect you with the resources that you need. Our post may not be the best fit for you if you live, you know, north of Fairbanks and you really want to come to a physical post in the winter, the roads aren't the best. We'll connect you with a local post in the Fairbanks area or the North Pole area. We are all about connecting resources to veterans and their families, and that's what we want to be for this community.
Okay, thank you very much, Fairbanks. It's been a great show. I would like to thank our amazing Mayor David Prus for allowing me to host today's program. I'm Frank Tomaszewski, and we've been listening to Amanda Jones, the American Legion Post 99, and I want everyone to have a wonderful day. Thanks.
Conversation, KFAR 660 AM Fairbanks.